USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Kansas City, Missouri, has blocked the new heartbeat abortion law from taking effect in Missouri on Wednesday. Attorneys for Planned Parenthood and the ACLU asked the judge to grant a temporary injunction, putting the law on hold while a legal challenge takes place in court. Attorneys for the state can appeal the judge's ruling, and they have also told the judge that the state's goal is protecting fetal life as well as protecting women. Some of the women who accused Jeffrey Epstein of sexually abusing them when they were girls were speaking out at a court hearing in New York City on Tuesday.
All I'm going to say is today is a day of power and strength.
That's one of the accusers speaking at a press conference after the hearing. Now, U.S. Attorney General William Barr has said that anyone who helped Epstein in sex trafficking will be prosecuted in an ongoing investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets. Lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
At least two children are dead in Dayton, Ohio after a suspect stole a police cruiser and crashed it. Mayor Nan Whaley says the accident was senseless.
I would not be surprised if the toxicology report shows that this man was on some illegal substance.
10 other people were hurt as well when the stolen police vehicle crashed into two other cars. Another fast food chain could soon offer meatless meals. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Now KFC and Beyond Meat are rolling out a plant-based poultry substitute called Beyond Fried Chicken. The nuggets and boneless wings will be tested only at one Atlanta location and only this week. Customers will get a free sample and be asked for their feedback. But it's likely KFC will take it to the next level soon as several of its competitors, including Subway, Burger King, and Carl's Jr., have recently hitched onto the meatless wagon.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Senator Lindsey Graham on Tuesday blasted states that are suing over the Trump administration's new rules that would allow illegal alien families to be held while they're awaiting deportation proceedings, saying that finding solutions on immigration could ultimately lie in the people that are sent to Washington, D.C.
Send people to Washington who don't hate Trump. I have been working on immigration for 10 years. I'm willing to deal with the DACA population, give them a place to stay in our country, a pathway to citizenship. I'm willing to spend money in Central America to make life better. I've done everything I know to do. I've talked. I've turned blue in the face. I can't get one Democrat to agree with me that you should apply for asylum in Central America or Mexico, not the United States, because we don't have the capability to deal with asylum claims, and most of them are fraudulent. I can't get one Democrat to agree to allow children to be held with their families humanely for 40, 50, or 100 days so we can process their claims. They literally want them to be released in the United States. They continue a practice of asylum being applied for in the United States. It has a never-ending trail, and the trail to get here is terrible for women and children. They will not work with me. They will not work with President Trump. I am dumbfounded as to why we can't find compromise.
The senator from South Carolina was speaking there on Fox News, and so far no word out of the Democrats in the Senate, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.